Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Take that bullshit, turn into good shit. Take that bullshit, turn into good shit. Take that bullshit, turn into good shit.
Welcome back to that stupid fantasy football show. I am Tim here tonight with Adam.
What's up, Adam?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. We are recording this on the evening of December 16th. It is Thursday night. It is during the Thursday night football game, which is now in the fourth quarter. The Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Current score 14-13. Chargers, about 11 minutes to go. It's been a great game so far.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Kind of crazy. Not as many points as you would have hoped. I think at this point, I know I'm hoping for like 28-27 at this point in the fourth quarter. You know, in a typical game that I'm like excited to watch.
Well, there's been a lot of fourth downs not, you know, they've been
not
able
converted.
To not converted, yeah. That's the terminology. That's the terminology I was looking for there.
I mean, if those fourth downs were converted, like we're talking just as close of a game. But higher score, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of luck. A little bit of luck comes and goes through these games. And that's kind of what we're dealing with. I think these two teams are pretty evenly matched. And I was just saying before we started rolling that, I kind of feel like I could watch this game forever. I feel like I almost wish it would never end.
While holding, a Magic Johnson purple prism in your hand, just watch it forever.
Oh my gosh. Crazy play. I don't know if that's gonna stand.
I know.
We have that delay thing going on here.
That is crazy.
I do have a Justin Herbert card that I'm getting back from SGC tomorrow.
Oh man, are you excited?
It's a rated rookie. It's a 9. I wish it was a 10. Yeah. But I feel pretty good about it either way.
A rated rookie.
Rated rookie. It's pretty good. I really think that Herbert is a legend in waiting. I kind of do. Maybe I hesitate to use the word legend. Maybe I'm just excited that I have his rookie card graded. But I really like, right? I mean, this guy's the real deal. And the team is good. And they're getting better.
If he keeps it up, I mean, he could definitely be a Hall of Famer for sure.
Wow. Yeah, they got to win real titles and playoff games. I think we might get a chance to see that this year. They are now leading by 7 as we speak, 9:30 to go in the fourth. And they can take first place in this. Yeah, this team could very well end up in the championship game, maybe Super Bowl. Yeah. Who knows? The AFC's wide open this year.
Yeah. Yeah. NFC, I mean, is pretty, I mean, there's some good teams in the NFC too. You got the Packers and the Bucks, and
you get the Cardinals and the Rams.
Mm-hmm. And the 49ers are coming on strong. That whole division's pretty, and you know, this like it, that division's crazy.
Yeah.
But you know, NFC East, the Cowboys look really dominant sometimes, and other times they look very beatable.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that they're going to be able to put together enough games in the playoffs to make that deep of a run.
Yeah.
They could easily win a game or two, but I don't know about more than that against that kind of competition.
Yeah, this is it's kind of ironic because I feel like this is their first year in a while where their defense has been super consistent.
Yeah.
And it's their offense this year that hasn't been very consistent this year.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I think Dak is still sort of recovering. And we know Elliott is still recovering and Pollard even missed last week. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of injuries on the offense. Cooper had been out. So, you know, I think better days ahead for the Cowboys. And their defense has just stepped up in a way that we haven't seen in years. No. And that's got to be really exciting for the fan base to know that they can do it when they're not really at full health, you know, win games with their defense in an uncharacteristic way. That's what good teams do, you know. So, but again, when you get down to these games late in the season, cold weather in some cases outdoors, bad weather sometimes, you know, a throw here, a throw there is the determining factor between a win or a loss. It's really hard to say like Kyler Murray is gonna beat Tom Brady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can is, you know, long way, long fucking winded way to get to, is anybody gonna beat Tom Brady and the Bucks?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I agree with you. You know, I think they still have to be the favorite right now. I don't think there's any clear cut, like, best team. So you kind of just have to go with them as a de facto. Because they have Tom Brady, have a really well-rounded team. Their defense is starting to play really good.
And it's definitely coming out of the NFC. I mean, really, like, the NFC is...
Packers have looked really good. The Rams have looked really good at times. The Cardinals have looked really good at times, but now they're without, at least for the rest of the regular season, for sure, without Hopkins.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think there are probably four teams in the NFC that are better than any team in the AFC right now.
Yeah.
And that would be, maybe it's three, actually, but it would be the Bucks, the Packers, and I mean, I got to say, I love the Rams. I know they don't have home field right now. And I know they're
a really good team.
They're really good. And I don't know. I could just see it happening still there. I mean, look what happened last year with the Bucks. I know that's the aforementioned Tom Brady, but I don't know. Stafford seemed to do something different versus the Cardinals. Everyone was expecting the Cardinals to win that game versus the Rams on Monday night. Everyone was expecting that. And, you know, it was a very close game. Could have gone either way. But, oh, Stafford's hurt. Oh, the Rams are wrong, you know.
I didn't hear any of that.
You didn't hear any of that? No. Yeah, yeah. But it seems like it's working, you know. Like they fought back. I really think Stafford is resilient. And I think we saw a lot of this in Detroit, too. You know, we just never saw it on this kind of stage for him. He's tough, son of a bitch. The guy can throw the ball. He's more athletic than you think. I don't know. I really think he's gutsy, and this team could win a road game or two maybe in the playoffs. I believe in them, but I think the Packers, the way that Rodgers is playing is like something – I don't know. It's hard to even describe like how slow the game is for him right now. Like, we've talked about this before and you mentioned it too. It's like, is that guy like how like deep and slow is he breathing when he's on the field? Yeah. Does he not seem like the most chill guy when he's running an offense?
Yeah, he totally does. Because
I've never seen anything like it.
because he knows what's coming at him. He can read the defenses. I think that's why he's so good. And I think Tom Brady is the same way. I mean, Tom Brady gets a little bit more fired up.
He does.
But the same way in terms of they never looked worried. They just never look concerned. They get frustrated at times, and usually it's not like at themselves. It's at another player for doing something. Oh my God.
Kelsey broke a long play. There's a flag. I don't know what it's going to be called back or what.
But... Oh, boy. That would suck for him. He just ran all that way.
Yeah,
he is out of gas. He is like out of gas.
It was like a 70-yard run.
Oh, man. I hope that tight end from San Diego is okay. That did not look good.
Yeah, yeah. It looked like a head injury earlier in the game. Parham. Yeah, the way his hands stuck up like that. We've seen that in the NFL before.
You see that in like that. When you also see that with like UFC, when someone gets knocked out cold and stuff. Yeah. And they kept on like cutting to it. Like at the beginning of the game, I'm like, why are we showing this more? Like, if you're gonna keep playing game, just focus on the game, you know, and then give an update when they can. But it was just like. Man, that's rough. Rough stuff.
Yeah, rough stuff. Well done fighting back by the Chargers after two injuries. There was a different injury right before that. And this was like the first few minutes of this Thursday night game.
Well, Mike Williams got banged up.
That's right.
He came back.
But he had gone out.
Yeah, and Keenan Allen got banged up and had to come out for a little bit.
Oh, too. Gee, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hurt his like heel or something.
God, like I just back to Rodgers for a second. Like
we didn't talk enough about this guy.
Even Brady, like I know the confidence that we as viewers have in Brady is like nothing else. But I don't know. I'm just impressed by how slow the game seems for Rodgers. It seems like he's on another level right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Packers win the whole thing.
Fuck them. But they went and win the whole thing just because of him. They have a really good running game.
They have a great team.
With A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. You know, Devontae Adams, one of the best wide receivers in the league. And then on defense, their defense has been very much improved. Their secondary is very, very good. Mm-hmm. And with a team that can score like that and a secondary that can stop the passing like that, that makes them dangerous. They're a very good team. It's just really a toss up between them or the Rams or the Bucks coming out of the NFC. I would say those three. And maybe the Cardinals, but like the Cardinals are pretty banged up and Kyler still didn't look like himself last week.
Yeah. And again, I think with the Rams, I know I want them to win. Realistically, I think they're going to need to win that division to make a Super Bowl run. And as far as the AFC goes, the Chiefs are obviously still fantastic. And I really love the Chargers. This game is not decided. It's actually,
oh my gosh, it's crazy.
It's actually a tie game.
Tied.
It's a tie game at this moment. At 21 with 7 minutes to go. And this game will determine a lot in the AFC who might go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't really know about the Patriots. I am from this area, you know, the Boston area. And I don't really any given snap is their mantra, you know? And so that kind of, you can't really count them out when you approach the game that way. And you have Belichick's track record.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. I mean, personally, I it's hard to imagine them taking this all the way to the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs?
The Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots. Yeah. I mean, when push comes to shove, when you're playing the playoffs, like, you got to have a team that can really score, and sometimes they can't.
Yes.
I know their defense is very good, but I don't think it's Super Bowl winning good.
And the Chiefs are coming on. You mentioned the Chiefs. I do think they can make it without a doubt. Win the division or not, they could probably do it. Sort of turn it on. Mahomes is that kind of talent. Defense is playing great. They have a run game. Now with Edwards-Helaire back. Again, I really want to see the Chargers in the playoffs. So I'd love both of those teams to make it. I'm not so sure about the Titans, Tennessee Titans. Henry comes back for the playoff run. Maybe they can get there.
Yeah. AJ Brown, I think, needs to be healthy.
Yeah. I kind of think they're pretenders right now.
I like the Colts as a dark horse.
Yes. I do like the Colts, as a team, but it's going to be a tough road. They're 7-6 right now.
Yeah. They could squeak in.
I mean, they could squeak in, but to get to the Super Bowl, you got to win three road games to do that as the sixth seed. You know,
they have a good team.
They do have a good team. They do. And the Bills, I think, even a couple weeks ago, we would have said the Bills are probably the class of this conference. And, you know, and I still feel this way that if the Bills were to get to the Super Bowl and the Chiefs too. If they were to get to that game, I think it's anybody's game.
Probably. That'd be a fun Super Bowl. The Chiefs and the Bills, or even the Bills and the Chargers.
Bills and the Chargers in the Super Bowl?
Oh, wait, can't do that.
Maybe for the conference championship.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be a great one. I mean, we're headed to a great playoffs. I hope COVID doesn't fuck it all up.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
It's bad, real bad right now. Jalen Waddle ruled out for this weekend.
Your boy.
Tyler Lockett ruled out. Baker.
That's not good. This is bad.
It's really bad. And this is the fantasy playoffs.
Don't they know it's a fantasy playoffs?
Does COVID not realize? Come on, COVID.
Jeez Louise.
Get your shit together.
I know. God.
Come on. You got plenty of time. This is like 6 weeks. 6 weeks of the playoff, or 3 weeks of the fantasy playoffs. That's all. It's all we need. I mean, we don't even care about the real playoffs.
Yeah. Who cares? Who gives a shit?
It's a crapshoot anyway. It just makes it more of a crapshoot.
Absolutely.
But realistically, COVID is throwing some incredible wrenches in fantasy football season at this point. And we are in the playoffs. Again, Jalen Waddle ruled out. Like, a lot of players who people are counting on ruled out from COVID on the COVID list. It ain't happening for them this week. Guess what? It's going to happen next week and the week after that, too. We don't even know who those players are going to be. It's crazy. Could be all of them.
Yeah, could be all of them. Oh.
You got to stay on your toes is what I will say to fantasy managers.
I've definitely been like panicking all of it. I was like, oh shit, COVID. Like tonight, like around like 4:30 or so, I was like, oh shit, COVID. I should make sure like nobody's just not playing tonight. Because I only had Clyde Edwards-Helaire in one league. Mm-hmm. And I'm really frustrated that they've been on the goal line so many times. And a couple times they just hadn't had him out there. And Williams got stood up both times. So I was like, thank you. Like, why are they not putting so frustrating? But it looks like he'll get a chance to probably touch the ball again, I'm hoping.
Yeah, it's a tie game with 4.5 minutes to go. This is a good one.
Yeah.
So again, but for fantasy, like it's really hard to actually give any kind of workable advice for this, because I mean, other than stay on your toes for this the next few weeks.
You know who I'd be rolling out this week? My boy Devontae Parker with Waddle out. I like Devontae Parker this week. I like Hunter Renfrow again this week with no Darren Waller. Mm-hmm. I like Christian Kirk now that Hopkins is gone.
There you go.
I think there's like, yeah, there's some guys in the wire that I think could hold some pretty good value. I saw Rashad Penny on the wire in a couple places.
Yep. Yeah. So, pick up Rashad Penny if you can. You know, I think even a guy like Williams, what's his Darrell Williams from the Darrell Chiefs. Williams,
yeah.
That's a guy to stash just, and I know we're only talking a stash for a few weeks, but look, if Edward Solaire were to sprain an ankle, you're talking, you got a running back one for the next couple weeks.
Absolutely. If you have the room,
but this is also the time to shed your snakeskin, you know,
the McKissicks of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Shed the guys, the fifth receiver on your team. Like the guy that you're not going to start this week or next week.
Yeah.
But be careful. I would say also, be careful,
because those guys could be a injury away from exploding. So who knows? But I agree. You gotta be careful. But I think those guys are guys I've seen on the wire that I'm like, okay, like these are guys I would definitely roster if I had to roster spot. Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I think most part in most leagues, those guys are probably gone by now. But if they're still out there and you're in a pinch because of COVID or whatever, those are some guys that could potentially win you your championship.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of these sort of handcuffed backs that are probably on your waiver wire, even like Devontae Booker, for example, who we've talked about on this show because he came up pretty big when Barkley went out. Like, we're at the point in the season too, where if Saquon Barkley were to get a hint of turf toe, guess what? He's out for the year.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they'll just shut them down. Like, this is the time, like, next week we'll be hearing, okay, so-and-so's shut down for the year. I mean, I guess we just heard it with Hopkins, this year, that he's having surgery.
Oh, wow.
Chargers took the lead back.
Yeah. Keenan Allen. I'm playing against him and Herbert. That's not good.
Oh, boy.
In one league. But they're in separate leagues, not together. Okay. But that definitely made Keenan Allen's night.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Well, now it's getting closer to that over, so that's good.
You bet the over?
No, I didn't bet anything on this one.
Wuss.
Yeah. Me and you, we should mention, you and I both have the buys. We won our divisions.
I scraped and crawled into that winning that division. Man, it was tough, like losing McCaffrey and then having Darren Waller go down, two of my keepers. Yeah. And then last week, Jonathan Taylor had his bye. So I was just, but luckily I scored enough to where it didn't matter. And I almost still won last week.
Yep.
I lost by like a point or so. In one league, I tied.
Really?
I tied. It was crazy.
Is there fractional scoring?
Yeah, it's like point is like 128.58 or something like that, or 148.58. It was crazy.
Wow.
Dead on. And like going into Monday night, I had Stafford and he had Kupp and James Conner. It was wild ending. Yeah. But it was the guy that was in first place in the league. And I tied him, and he had the best team, like in terms of points by quite a bit, but I felt like my team didn't really hit its stride till like the last like 3 or 4 weeks, which I've been on a winning streak. So I feel like I feel pretty good in that league.
Well, best of luck there.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you and I were to play in the Tyler Perry League's playoffs, it would only be in the finals.
Yep.
So there's that.
That could be fun.
That would be awesome if that were to happen 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
We would both have to win next week for that to happen. I fully expect to be there. I'm sure you expect to be there as well.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad I have this bye to kind of shake everything out, because I've definitely, my team's pretty banged up.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had this bye to kind of see where people are, how people play this week, and then kind of go from there about how I'm going to set my lineup for the following week.
Yeah, COVID City with this situation. Even last week for me, I really didn't need the game. So I was kind of looking ahead a little bit and really just like crossing my fingers, hoping like no one got hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so it's another week of that, which is, I guess, better than sweating it out of a do or die scenario.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I almost just want to get these games going. Like, it's like, oh, my team's pretty healthy right now. Like, let's go. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Come on. Absolutely. Only one of them on the COVID list right now.
Yeah.
So it's been a long season. I'm glad we're finally to this point where we're here in the playoffs and close to the end, Adam. It really is anyone's game at this point. In any league. In any league. Anyone who's made the playoffs can win. Ride that wire, watch it, watch your players, yeah, use your bench spots, because guess what? There's going to be some more COVID players that are completely out of the blue, and maybe you have the starter on your bench.
This COVID's really a real pain in the ass. Real pain in the ass this has been.
Yeah, I know, right? And I hesitate to be a Danny Downer, but you know, Christmas is coming up, and week 17 is the week after Christmas, so you know, like,
it's over. It's over.
That might be the worst week of all this.
Yeah,
you know,
the championship week.
Exactly.
Week.
Yeah,
what would happen? Oh man, that'd be disgusting.
So again, just stay on your toes, watch your wire. How do you feel about people picking up players at this point who are out of it?
What do you
mean? It happened in our league. Fantasy girl picked up Rashad Penny.
Oh yeah. She outbid me. All I had was $20 left. So I put 20, I put 20 on him and I put 20 on Kirk, and I got Kirk.
I guess she got him for next year.
She got him for 22.
The potential.
Oh, look, in our league, if you do win the loser's bracket, you do get the first pick in the...
That's true.
I mean, that's kind of the reason we did do that. If there's no reason, then it's just, you're just being a dick. Like, if you're out of it and there's nothing to play for, then you're just being a dick if you have, like, a lot of waiver money. Because that means you probably were just a shitty player during the year. You missed the playoffs. And now you have all this waiver money because you never used it. And then you're playing spoiler for no reason. I think that's stupid. That's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue don't, you know, once you're eliminated from the playoffs, you don't make any more pickups in a league that it's not a keeper or dynasty league.
Yeah. Or you feel like this guy could be a keeper, which, who knows?
In fairness to Fantasy Girl, with Rashad Penny, it's a possibility. God knows Chris Carson, is a very good player, tough guy, but has a tough time staying on the field, and
this seems like a pretty bad injury, so
a hard time believing he's gonna get a full workload ever again in the league.
And I mean, they did draft Penny really high.
They did. It was a few years ago, but I will say he looked pretty good out there.
He showed flashes throughout, you know, his, because he's also been very injury prone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you idiot.
But let's not bury the lead here, Adam. Why doesn't Kansas City change the color of their face masks?
I was telling somebody about this. Like, we were dying, because I was like, we were talking about uniforms. As my buddy, we were actually talking about basketball uniforms. And then he was like, oh yeah, me and my buddy always talk about uniforms. I was like, oh yeah, see him with my buddy. And he's just like, oh, word. And he's like, what do you guys talk about? He's just like, how they look cool. Like, which ones look good, which ones don't. I was like, but his biggest pet peeve is the gray face mask in football. And he's like, I guess I never thought about that. And I was like, yeah, he hates it. Like, hates it. He'll always bring it up. And he like I'll get a text on like Monday Night Football. Why, like, I was like Bill's unis look amazing. Face mask terrible. Face mask ruins it.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true with the Colts uniforms. Really don't know what they're doing there. Just imagine that uniform with a royal blue face mask and how much nicer that would look.
What are they doing?
Or the Chiefs with the red face mask. I mean, really, like,
or even white. Even white would look great.
I swear, I think they used to have white in seasons past. So I think
they're doing this to spite you.
I think it might be about me. You're right.
Was there a memo to all like the wardrobe people for the NFL?
But look at the Chargers. They have a bright freaking yellow, right? Like, so if the Chiefs are like, oh, well, you know, that red might be too distracting for our players to see through. Yeah. Look at the Chargers. They got
Chargers unis are best in the league. Like these right here, this setup right here. Probably best in the league, I would say.
Yeah, you might be right.
The lightning bolts with the powder blue and the white helmets with the yellow face mask. Oh, Mahomes.
Yeah, great run by Mahomes. It's like a 30-yard run.
Now they're going to put in Darrell Williams. Now they're in the red zone. Jerks.
I love the yellow face mask. I love the bolts on their helmet. They're definitely top three uniform in the league, these home Chargers jerseys or uniforms.
And I know you love the Tampa Bay creamsicle, which is also up there.
Yeah, I haven't really seen that much this year or at all.
I feel like you can't bust it out too much.
Yeah, once
you can't wear it out. You can't wear it out.
Once a season. I don't think we've seen it this season, though. Travis Kelce with the touchdown.
Oh, wow. This game's crazy.
Yep.
Now they're hitting the over. Oh, yep. My God. Oh my God, this game's crazy.
And let's see, is Kansas City going to go for one or two to try to take the lead? I'm going to guess one here, and that's what they're going to do. Still a minute and 16 seconds to go as they go for the extra point here, and they got it. Okay, so great game. The AFC West in balance here, or in on the line, really on the line. But Adam, I feel like we've come to the end of the season and it's hard to really give advice, you know, in the way in the way we normally do on the show, because I feel like it's not so much week to week the advice we give.
Well, now you're in the playoffs. You know what you did. You know what you did to get there. You've played well. You've done the right things to get there. I think you just keep doing what you've been doing. And yeah, like you said, really pay attention to the waiver wire and the news and like what's going on, because you could totally miss that one of your guys has COVID.
Yeah.
And that would suck for you. And I think you just kind of need to be you just have to be really proactive and really on it each and every day. Like check your team, see who has COVID, see who's questionable. Like I know a lot of things are coming up. So,
okay. Here's one thing, one actionable bit of advice I feel like I can give, actually two.
Okay.
For the playoff matchups. So I was looking for defenses to play. I went, as we talked about, I think last episode, it's sort of the decision between what looks like a good matchup, which can be really a dicey call.
Yeah.
Especially at this point in the season. Versus maybe a good defense with not so great of a matchup.
Yeah, to say, oh, well, they'll still get their sacks and their interception and this and that. Yeah, because it's been tough, because I feel like, you know, there's the bad teams out there, like the Texans and the Jets and stuff like that. But then, like every week or every couple of weeks, they blow up, and the defense that are playing them is, you know, they don't do well. Like I remember there was that one week, the Bengals had the Jets like right after like Mike White took over, and the team before, like the week before, scored like 20, 30 fantasy points. And then Bengals ended up having -4.
Right. Yeah. You just don't know. But one strategy I implored was I grabbed the Patriots defense, which really probably shouldn't have been on the waiver wire.
I have them. They are playing the Colts this week, which is a little scary.
Yeah, and again, it's more for looking forward past this week. And I also have the Packers. And the other thing about that is they're cold weather teams. where any given Sunday, we could find out that there's a snowstorm, or a rainstorm, and that, or a windstorm, and that defense could be vaulted to, you know, number one or whatever. And also there's the COVID thing, but it's mostly, I think they're both pretty good defenses that play in cold weather, and you don't know, like COVID could take out the starting quarterback for the opponent in week 17. And all of a sudden you got a great defense, you know? Yeah. So, and the other thing is I would have two of everything. You got to have a backup.
Two defenses.
You know, I've been.
So who wants two defenses now?
since I unceremoniously made fun of you on these airwaves, I've been pretty much
carrying two. Oh, weird, huh? And the ironic thing is, most of this year I've been rostering one, the Cardinals defense.
Yeah. Well, it was only in the last 2-3 weeks that I picked up the second one, and I was trying to look ahead, and really I had the roster spot. I felt like that I didn't, you know, my receivers have been so good this year, Davante Adams and Cooper Kupp, that I've only needed to roster four receivers. And my fourth is Antonio Brown. I've barely gotten anything out of him. So I think that's kind of afforded me an extra roster spot to play with. Whereas normally, I don't know that I would have taken this shot at a second defense, but really think it's valuable now, especially in the COVID era.
Yeah.
And again, this goes for quarterback. This goes for tight end. This goes for all of them. Like, make sure your ass is covered. If you have like a Monday night game, make sure you move that player to your flex spot, and then make sure you have someone else in that game on your bench just in case there's a COVID situation. I can't stress it enough.
I agree.
It's getting obnoxious.
Oh, wow.
Deep ball. No good, to Keenan Allen. But, you know, the one thing about the Chargers uniforms, I feel like the numbers on the helmet are a bit of a reach.
A little reachy for you.
It's a little reachy. I don't know. We don't really need that, you know.
You don't like that?
I don't really think we need it. Urban Meyer out of Jacksonville, that happened pretty quickly, even though, you know, it's sort of been discussed from like week two on.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. What a mess.
Yeah, what a mess. The players seem happy about it. Even Vegas is expecting Jacksonville to play better this week,
probably,
you know, in the way that the Raiders did after Gruden, you know, resigned or whatever. I think there's something to that. Football's an emotional sport. I could see it.
Yeah.
And they're also playing the Texans. The Jags are playing the Texans. So one of those teams has to win.
One of them has to win. Absolutely.
Yep.
It's tough. I just feel like it's hard. It's this has been a season, a very hard season to predict for fantasy, for the real actual games. Like, I would have not wanted to be a better this year. Although last week, most of the favorites won. It was a pretty normal week last week. But yeah, I would not want to be a better. That'd be awful. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, tough season. Are we gonna get into
field goal range?
Tough season. And then the extra points have been at an all-time low. The makeability of these extra points and the amount of two-point conversions people have gone for, I feel like, is up. So the point totals are kind of all over the place, sort of throwing off spreads a little bit, seemingly favoring Vegas at this point. Definitely been tougher to predict than ever.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot of fun to gamble in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, it's always fun to gamble when you're winning.
You know what? It's fun to gamble if you're losing.
This is true. Can be. If you're not losing too much, it's still fun.
Well, it's funny.
Like, you know, like, enjoy the game. Yeah. Yeah. And we enjoy the game. If you haven't, you don't lose too much, it's not bad. If you lose a lot, it's really terrible.
Yeah. 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 If you place the bet, it's fun. You know, that part of it is fun always.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what else there is to talk about for advice. Zach Moss, you think he's worth picking up and stashing?
He hasn't done enough. He hasn't done anything. Like, I thought he was going to be a quality player this year, and he really just, it's like Josh Allen is the best running option on that team.
He is, but Zach Moss started out pretty well. His first four games, really, his first six games, he was like probably running back 12 or something, 15 or something like that, yeah, in PPR.
And the Pipper?
Yeah. Khalil Herbert is another guy that if you have a spot available on your bench, pick him up, because if Montgomery were to sprain an ankle, you got a starter there.
Yeah.
Like, avoid Rex Burkhead. You know, I guess that this is also a very long-winded way of saying avoid him. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many other choices. Even if you have to just start a random running back or something like that, you know, start someone who you know is good versus someone like Burkhead, who you know is gonna suck.
Yeah.
and maybe maybe get like 15 touches, but you know, get friggin' 50 yards with him. Like Gabriel Davis, there's a guy. Get him. Put him on your bench.
Yeah.
Now Emmanuel Sanders is out. He's vaulted to the number two spot in Buffalo. That's a guy who could score some points. Absolutely.
Manny Sandy
is, I don't know how long Manny Sandy's out for, but Gabriel Davis, not a bad player, not a bad stash if you got the room.
If you got the room.
Again, any given week, there are guys on the wire who will get you to the place you want to be, you need to be to win your week. So it's really just a matter of paying attention.
Unless they totally fuck you.
Well, they could fuck you, but you know, you're playing the odds. It's like back to gambling, you know, it's like you're playing the odds. Like, well, this guy has gotten 6+ targets the last 3 weeks. Good chance he's going to get it again this week. So, and I like that versus this defense. So I'll roll the dice on this guy. When, you know, the two guys that I would rather have started have COVID this week.
Yeah. That's going to be a real kick in the teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. People are going to have to drop some players too. Probably. That's not going to be fun.
Yeah. Don't want to do that.
Are you starting Chuba Hubbard?
I will see what the matchups look like next week.
Okay. What's going on with Ameer Abdullah? Have you been watching Carolina? I know he's gotten a lot of buzz in PPRs.
He's looked pretty good, but he's still like a third down back. He's not like Chuba Hubbard is definitely the guy who's getting most of the work there. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, Abdullah, right? He's a guy who's got that pass catching role, and he's a guy who's got size enough to run the ball. Yeah. So God forbid, if you were to roll the dice because you had no other options because of COVID, you started Ameer Abdullah in week 17 and Chuba Hubbard sprains his toe on the first play of the game. Guess what? You got 20 points out of Ameer Abdullah.
Possibly. Maybe. That team's pretty bad.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like,
actually, I wouldn't even go. I wouldn't even go. That seems a little crazy. That seems really bad. Maybe you're guaranteeing that Ameer Abdullah scores double digits, but 20 points, that's crazy.
Five catches for 30 yards, a rushing touchdown from the one, and 60 rushing.
Yeah, yards. I get what it takes to get 20 points, but that's it. With that team, I think most of the time they're probably going to be behind. Their defense started off really good, and it's still not bad, but it's the two quarterbacks just haven't shown that they can do anything or be consistent.
Yeah, it's just an example. It's really just an example, but
I think I agree. He's a guy that's on the waiver wire that would be intriguing if I was in a pinch. I agree.
Yeah. But good point though about him specifically and probably not having a great chance at scoring a touchdown. Because Cam Newton is the, I guess, the goal line.
If he's, I mean, whatever. Even if he's not, like, I mean, they still got, you know, PJ Walker, he can still move the, you know, move, like, he can rush it in. And yeah. They still got DJ Moore. And I wouldn't say it's like a definite shoe-in. And I think they still have Royce Freeman? Royce, they could put Royce Freeman in when they get that, to that area of the field.
I think Royce Freeman is now on Houston.
He's on somewhere else. Yeah, he's somewhere else, huh?
Yeah, I believe he's on Houston now. And that's not another – that's another guy that is someone to monitor. Maybe yeah. Not someone to pick up at this point, but someone to monitor.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, David Johnson and Royce Freeman.
Yeah, I mean, and Rex fucking Burkhead. Like, yeah. Give me a break with Rex
Burkhead. I wouldn't feel good about starting any of those guys. Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe Rex Burkhead is still carrying the ball in the NFL.
Yeah.
And good on him. Like, he must be a hell of a football player, just an outright football player, but certainly not, like, a talent that you want to give the ball to. Like, what are they doing? They clearly aren't trying to win games in Houston.
Yeah. I mean, why would they? I was just reminded yesterday when I was like, oh, like I was like looking at mock drafts and seeing like what players, you know, look like they'll be drafted high. And then I was reminded that the Bears traded their first round pick for this year when they got Justin Fields. So it looks like the Giants will have potentially two picks in like the first like seven picks. They'll have two.
Well, they better get rid of their general manager.
Oh yeah.
So they use them well.
Yeah. It's been bleak over there too.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm in the camp where you know, almost, and I am in fantasy as well, that draft picks are only as good as your hit rate, I guess. Like, you know, I'm willing to trade my draft picks in fantasy because, you know, a fifth round pick, what are the chances I'm actually going to get someone who's really good? Like this year I did in the fifth round, I drafted Stafford in the Superflex, but in the sixth round, I think I drafted Mike Davis, right? Or in the set, like, you know what I mean? Like it wasn't too far off from being a nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like the player is always more valuable than the pick, you know?
Yeah, I agree for the most part. Like in the fifth round, you can definitely get some like generational talent by being able to pick up a rookie and be set for a while.
This is true. Yeah. In our league where you keep four.
I hope Kirshner somehow, because I know he probably won't care to play in the loser's bracket, but somehow wins the loser's bracket. So I'll have the first pick in the draft. That would be great. Although I don't know if there's like an offensive player that's all, oh my God, it's over.
And there it is. Kelsey takes it in for the game winner in LA. Oh boy. Well, that's a heartbreaker for the Chargers. They play their hearts out tonight. Great game by the Chiefs. Chiefs are definitely a Super Bowl contender at this point. Yeah. You gotta say they're back. Yeah, they're completely back.
Their defense doesn't look great, but you know their offense looks great, and like you know sometimes that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think their defense looks good enough at this point to get through the AFC.
Yeah,
those pesky Patriots. That's gonna be tough. If they have to go to Foxborough, that's gonna be tough. But I think the Chiefs are a better team.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely more talented at this point.
For sure.
Well, this has been a fun chat, Adam.
Yeah.
Here on a Thursday night, jueves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jueves noche.
Jueves noches. Take that bullshit.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I can't imagine anybody is still with us.
Everyone in the world's dead. We're the last two. I can't imagine anyone else still with us. That's a shame.
Well, thanks for listening.
can't watch anybody still wear us. What a way to end the show.
Best of luck in your playoffs this week. We will be back next week, all leading up to our historic Super Bowl matchup. Crossing our fingers hopefully, on that one.
Hopefully, it's not going to win.
One matchup away.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Take that bullshit.